was in the hospital with COVID and he had some heart issues. The blood clot, is it gone? Okay, Moser, but he's coming home today, so let's keep him in prayer. Amen. Let's pray that God continues to bless him and others that have gotten sick with this COVID and everything else that's going on. Let's pray that God gives us the strength, amen, and let's pray that God just keeps us safe, keeps our church safe, and all his people safe, amen, that we can continue worshiping him and blessing his holy name. This morning, if you see the elements before us, we are doing our communion Sunday, and I'm going to preach the second part of Pastor's message from the other communion service that we had. So this morning, we're going to continue with that message on speaking about Judas and what he did in his life, and we're going to look at some of the compromises that he made. And sometimes in our Christian walk with the Lord, we make compromises in life, and we make choices. Judas was, some say he was predestined to do what he did, but he also had a choice to make, and he chose the wrong way. He had time. He had many instances where he could have asked Jesus to forgive him, even up until the last moment, and he didn't. He made the choice, but he made the wrong choice. And church, sometimes we make choices in life that lead to different things and the different directions that we go to. But if we go to the Lord and we make the right choices in our life, God will lead us in the right ways, amen? And he will bless us. Judas's choice wasn't something that he had to do it. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. But in John chapter 13, verse 2, and after supper being ended, it says that the devil had already put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Jesus. But you know, when the devil puts something in us, that doesn't mean that we have to hold it in us. Amen. He could have chosen not to do it. He gave in to that impulse, and he did what he did. And sometimes our choices are selfish, sometimes they're foolish, and sometimes we need to make the right choices with the Lord in our Christian walk with God. All right? Judas had a choice to make, but he made the wrong choice. So this morning we're going to talk about Judas's compromise. Okay? He compromised. And he compromised in the little things. And sometimes the little things, this isn't bad, this isn't bad, nobody's going to notice, nobody's going to see me. You know, I'll get away with it once, you get away with it twice. And he saw the crowds around Jesus, and Judas was also in charge of the money purse. He held on to the finances. People would donate money for their ministry, for Jesus' ministry, and the apostles as they went around preaching and healing and touching people. And little by little, if we study the whole story, we see that Judas, you know, he would tap into it once in a while. He would get a little, take out a little here, a little there. You know, nobody's ever going to notice. Nobody's ever going to see it. Maybe the other apostles didn't see it or notice it, but I'm sure that Jesus knew he was doing it because he knows all things. And sometimes that's what we do. We make these little compromises, a little bit here, a little bit there in our Christian walk, and this leads up to us making wrong choices. Amen? So please, as his followers and as his people, let's learn to make right choices and not to compromise with the things of this world and not to compromise with what Satan sometimes puts in our hearts or in our minds, because it doesn't have to stay there. We can always go to the Lord and ask him for forgiveness. Amen? And this morning I talked to the kids about forgiving one another, and the Bible says that when we take communion, we are to prepare our hearts. If we have a fault or a wrong against a brother or sister, we are to reconcile that, fix that first before we come to the table and receive these elements. We are to forgive one another. We are a body. We are one before the Lord. Amen? We are all members of that body that work together. And we need to work together and be one in the Lord. It's interesting what happened to Judas. In John, in the book of John, it also says that Judas had the privilege to sit at the left-hand side of Jesus. And that was a position of honor back in those days. And he had that privilege. That's number one. He had that privilege to sit next to Jesus. How many times, when this was already brewing in his heart, could he have asked Jesus to forgive him? Number two, Judas had his feet washed by Jesus. And when Jesus did that, what would it have taken him to say, Jesus, please forgive me. I have a problem. I have an issue. I have a problem with money. I have a problem with finances. Okay? And see, it wasn't just the money. It was the love of money. Because so many people misquote that verse where it says that the love of money is the root of all evil. It's not that money is the root of all evil. It's the love of money. Amen? So Judas had this problem. And even later on in the Garden of Gethsemane, when he went with the soldiers to take Jesus, what did Jesus say to him? He said, friend, why have you come? You think that if Judas didn't say to him, Jesus, please forgive me, I've done wrong, Jesus would have forgiven him right there. But he didn't. He made a choice. Amen? And we have to choose every day. This morning, as we come to the communion table, let's choose to forgive one another. Let's choose not to compromise with our spiritual walk with the Lord. Let's choose to do the right thing with the Lord and with God in our lives. Judas's compromise had put him in a slippery slope. It was all downhill from here because he made the wrong choice. All right? Mark 14:24 says, and Jesus said to them, This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many. It was shed for many. It wasn't just shed for the apostles. It was shed for Judas also and for others. Jesus, in his compassion, still was willing to forgive him and bring him to a place of repentance. And no matter how far away we get from the Lord, no matter how much we compromise in this world or in this life, we can always go to him and he will forgive us. Amen? Watch out for those compromises. It starts you down a slope. It doesn't take much to get away from the Lord. All we have to do is start compromising. And the little things here, the little things there, and we get away from God's true walk with him. It's very important. And this is what Judas did. And he had every opportunity to turn away from what he did. Amen? And we have every opportunity to do the same. And we also have every opportunity to make things right with one another before we come to the communion table, before we come to the Lord. Just come to the Lord and ask, Lord Jesus, please forgive me. Please help me. That's all you have to do. You know, we were talking this morning in the Sunday school class. People look today for all kinds of answers in this world, and they try different things to help them with their problems. They try drugs. They try all kinds of therapy, and they try alcohol and different avenues. If they would just come to the Lord and say, Lord Jesus, if you are God, please show me the way. And God will do it. He will do it. If you're sincere and if people are sincere, God will do it. So let's be willing to be open to the Lord. Let's be willing to forgive. Let's be willing to not make compromises in this life. Amen? And when we come to the communion table, this is a place where we celebrate. We celebrate what Jesus did for us. We celebrate not only his life, but we celebrate his resurrection, because that was the most important part of it. Because yes, he was taken. His body was broken. His blood was shed. But on the third day, he resurrected. Amen? He rose from the dead. Communion celebration was a time where Judas should have come clean, and he should have repented. It should have been a time where he confessed his faults to Jesus, and Jesus would have forgiven him. That is always the way of integrity when you're caught in the bondage of an iniquity. A sin is a one-time act. An iniquity is a habit, an ongoing lifestyle of sin. But it can be forgiven and cleansed, and it must be brought to the table. When we come to the communion table, this table is a table of hope, a table of cleansing, forgiveness, and redirection. When we have lost our redirection. Amen. This is why we do communion, to get back in a relationship with God, to become closer with God, to become closer with Jesus. Jesus said to his disciples, this will be the last time. They didn't really realize that this was the last supper that they were going to have with him. This was the last dinner that they were going to celebrate together. And they didn't realize what actually was going on. Right after this, they went to the Garden of Gethsemane and Jesus started praying. Amen. And he said, do this in remembrance of me. And I can't wait for that day when Jesus comes back and we are going to have the biggest feast ever in heaven. We are going to have the biggest celebration ever in heaven. We're going to meet all the people that went on before us. And we're all together going to be in one accord. We're all going to be perfect. No more sickness. No more pain. No more COVID. No more masks. You show up in heaven with a mask, you're going to hear it from me. St. Peter's kicking you right out. It's going to be a beautiful place. And Jesus said, do this because I did something for you very special. You know, Jesus took time to hang on that cross for us. He took time to get beat up, to get scourged, to get whipped, to get punched, to get ridiculed, to have his beard pulled where his face bled. Okay? He took time and let that happen to him. And sometimes we have a hard time coming to church. We have a hard time forgiving one another. We have a hard time just being what we should be with the Lord. We have a hard time because, you know, everything is okay. I don't need to go to church. I'm good. Amen. We will never be good until we reach the heavenly place. All right? So as we come this morning and take this, before we do that, let's examine our hearts. Examine our life, our walk with the Lord. Do we need to fix something with a brother or a sister? Do we need to fix something with someone? Do we need to reconcile? Do we need to get back on track with the Lord? Do we need a cleansing? Do we need forgiveness? And this is the place where we can get it. Amen? When we have altar calls, if there's a problem, come. Come to the altar. Have the pastor, have myself, have us pray for you. This is the place where we come to find encouragement. This is the place where we come to find forgiveness. This is the altar of the Lord. This is God's house. You know, and sometimes you may feel embarrassed to come up because you don't want people to know that you have a problem. Guess what? We all have problems. If you don't have a problem, raise your hand. Just said, what's the problem? Okay. Well, good for you, brother. After, you're going to teach us how to not have problems. All right. God is good. Amen. Let's stand. We want to read in Mark chapter 14. Verse 22. To 22 to 25. And as they were eating, Jesus took the bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them and said, take, eat. This is my body. Now, this wasn't the physical body of Jesus. They weren't eating his physical body. They were eating the bread that represented his broken body. His broken body that was beat. It was whipped. The Romans treated him cruelly. The Jews mocked him. But the only reason that his body was broken was for all our sins that we've ever committed in the past, that we will commit and we will commit in the future for everyone. That's why his body was broken. The Jews didn't put him on the cross. The Romans didn't put him on the cross. We did. Our sins did. Our sins broke his body. Amen. Then he took the cup. When he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank from it. And he said to them, "This is the blood of the new covenant, which was shed for many. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." And when we get to heaven, we are going to have this great celebration. We're going to eat together, we're going to drink together, and we're just going to praise the Lord together. Amen? And that blood was shed for us. We're not drinking his blood. We're drinking the fruit of the vine. Amen? Which represents his blood that was shed. And that blood cleanses our sins. The first time in the Garden of Eden when God had to cover man because he sinned and because he stepped away from God, God had to kill an animal. He had to slaughter an animal and shed its blood and make clothing out of the skins of those animals, of that animal, for Adam and Eve. That was the first sacrifice. And Jesus was the last sacrifice. So let's do this and let's remember what he did for us, for our sins. Amen. Assuredly, I say to you, I will no longer drink of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God. And when they had sung a hymn, they went to the Mountain of Olives. Let's stop right there. So this morning as we come, let's just take a minute and just pray. Examine yourself. Examine your walk with the Lord. Christine, do you have a song for us? Okay. The worship team, you want to come. And as they sing this song, let's just take a moment to reflect. Take a moment to think. Take a moment to just examine ourselves before the Lord. The price that Jesus paid for our sins. The thing that he did for us is just beyond our imagination. Because even on the cross, what did he say? "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." Amen? Who would do that? What other God in this world did that for his followers? Nobody. Only Jesus. Amen? And no other God in this world resurrected from the dead and is alive in heaven and is coming back to take us with him. And we know that. We experienced his love. We experienced his power. Amen. So this morning, as we sing this song and as we worship, think and let's just meditate. Let's just take a moment to reflect and to examine your hearts. Examine our lives. Examine our walk with the Lord. And come prepared to take the elements. Amen.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. Accepted, you were condemned. You died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you.
Forgiven.
I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted. You were condemned. I'm alive and well. Your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love. You, my King, would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do.
I have the ushers that I spoke to this morning come up. Pastor Pinelli, you want to join us? Kofi, John, Joe, and Pastor Pinelli, come up. Two of you stand here in the middle and two in the middle on this side. We have two tables set up, one on each side, with the elements, the juice, and the little Pastor Pinelli over here. And we have two tables set up with the juice, and there's a little wafer cracker on top. So you peel off the top for those of you that don't want the traditional, because with everything that's going on with COVID, we've done it this way. So everybody walk out to your right. Not yet. Walk out to your right. Come down, get either that one or get the traditional, the bread and the wine. And then go back to your seats on this side, and the same thing on this side, okay? We want to acknowledge also Teresa for doing a beautiful job setting everything up. Thank you, Teresa. The night that they came together to have the Last Supper, Jesus took the bread and broke it. And he says, "This is my body, which was broken for you. Take and eat." And we are to take this very solemnly, very very seriously. Jesus did something that, like I said, that no other God ever did before or has ever done. He broke his body for our sins. And he said to the disciples, "This will be the last time that we eat together here. And one day in heaven we will celebrate. But there will be no more brokenness of body." Amen. You know, church, when we get to heaven, we're going to have glorified bodies. We're going to have perfect bodies. But only Jesus will still have all the scars, all the lashes on his back, and he will carry those scars forever for us. And that's what he did for us. That's his body was broken. Same night he took the cup. He says, "This is my blood, which was shed for you. Do this. Drink of this cup and remember what I did." And church, he shed his blood for us. He was the ultimate sacrifice. He fulfilled everything that was said in the Old Testament. He fulfilled God's word. Amen. And he became that sacrificial lamb for us. Pastor said that when the Jews would celebrate the Passover, they would raise this little lamb as a pet. And then when Passover came, they would have to slaughter it and kill it. Jesus was that Passover lamb. He was innocent, he was pure, he was holy. And he spent 3 years with the disciples, teaching them and blessing them and teaching and blessing his people. But the time came when he had to be sacrificed for our sins. He shed his blood and he gave his life that we may live. Amen. So as you come this morning, come around. You guys want to play something real soft? Just come around. Either take the elements, the bread and the wine, or you can take the ones that are prepared. Let's all wait till everybody receives the bread and the wine, and then we will celebrate together. Has everyone been served? Praise God. That night he took the bread and he broke it. This is my body. Eat and celebrate together. So let's all partake together as we celebrate the body of Christ. Amen. This is a place of cleansing, a place of healing, a place of blessing. And what Jesus did was all these things together, all these things combined, giving his body and shedding his blood. Then he took the cup and he said, drink in remembrance that I shed my blood for you. Amen. He was the ultimate sacrifice for our sins. Let's just drink together. Amen. As the worship team sings, pass the cups to the middle. And let's just worship with one more song. And let's just praise him this morning for what Jesus did for us on that cross. And church, what are we going to do from this time forward? Are we going to live for him? We have a world out there that needs the Lord. And sometimes we get hung up on our own little problems. There's a lost world out there. Let's do our best, church, to grow in God's ways and to reach out to those that are in need. Jesus died not only for us, but he also died for everyone that's in this world. He died for everyone. Let's examine ourselves and let's walk right with the Lord. Amen.
There's nothing worth more that will never come close. No thing can compare.
The altars are open. If you need prayer, just come up.
Living.